This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey everybody, this is Wes Wyatt, and this is the Market You First podcast. Have you ever recorded what you thought was going to be an amazing podcast episode, only to listen back and hear all the ums and awkward pauses and that strange buzzing noise in the background? Well, don't worry, you're about to discover how audio editing can transform your content from amateur to influential in just a few minutes a day. So why does this matter? Clear professional audio isn't just about sounding good. It's about being taken seriously in your industry. So when potential clients, customers, or partners hear your polished content, they immediately associate that quality and with your expertise and attention to detail. Studies are going to show that listeners form impressions within the first 7 seconds of hearing your voice. And that means that your audio quality directly impacts how people perceive your personal brand. Now, regardless of how valuable your content might be, that's the truth. So for side hustlers and small business owners, especially professional sounding audio is the easiest way to go through and compete with bigger brands without spending thousands of dollars on equipment or studios. So here are three key takeaways that are going to help you. Master the basics first. Focus on three things: noise reduction to eliminate background hum, compression to balance volume levels, and normalization to ensure consistent loudness across episodes. Most free audio programs like Audacity are going to have these tools built in, and if you spend 10 minutes applying these effects, it's going to improve your audio by 80% or more. Okay, now number two, edit for human connection. Remove the filler words and long pauses, but keep some natural speech patterns. Perfect robotic editing is going to make you sound inauthentic. Leave in genuine laughter, thoughtful pauses, and occasional speech quirks that showcase your personality. For instance, with me, even though I say the ums and the ahs and I have the pauses, I do it because I'm a stutterer, okay? So there's a lot of editing that goes into these that you don't even hear, but I try to leave in some of it because that's just how I am. But remember, you're editing to enhance clarity, not erase humanity. Okay. And last but not least, create editing templates. All right. That's number three. Save your most used editing steps as templates or presets. Okay. And then what you want to do is it's going to cut your editing time from hours to minutes, and it's going to ensure consistent sound across all of your content. Set up a template once, then apply it to every recording with minor adjustments as needed. So I was just talking about how I leave things in because of the way that I stutter, but how do you market you first and make this personal? Your unique voice is your most powerful marketing tool. So while editing, focus on enhancing what makes your voice distinctive rather than trying to sound like everybody else, okay? Now, maybe you have a naturally enthusiastic tone like myself, or you amplify with slight volume boosts during key points. I do that as well. Yeah, I'm also talking with my hands, even though you can't see it. Perhaps, you know, thoughtful pauses create suspense in the way you speak. Preserve the most effective ones, and your editing style should reflect your personal brand. So a high-energy business coach might use faster pace and punchy transitions, while someone that's mindfulness, that's an expert, might maintain more breathing room and gentle phase. All right. So listen to your edited audio and ask, does this sound authentically like me or just on my best day? Okay. So that's the audio editing sweet spot. You want to try to figure out, you know, somewhere in between those two. Now, here is your call to action for today. I want you to download a free audio editor. I just mentioned Audacity. There's a bunch of others. Spend 15 minutes cleaning up your most recent recordings. Focus on just removing background noise and obvious filler words. Then share both versions with a trusted friend and just ask which one makes you sound more professional. This simple comparison is going to show you exactly how much impact basic editing can have on your personal brand. So if you have found any of this helpful, please remember to like, share, comment, and subscribe. When you're done listening, go to WesWyatt.com, scroll down to where you can put your name and your email address in, subscribe to our insider emails. I'll get you all the tips and tricks and nuggets that I find. If you got questions, go to WesWyatt, scroll to the bottom right. You're going to see a little thought bubble. That's my chat feature. I don't get back to that immediately, but I will get back to you promptly. And last but not least, if you could go to WesWyatt.com/disclaimer, that's going to give you any important context regarding this and all podcasts, posts, and info I provide. I can't thank you enough for being part of another episode of the Market You First podcast. Until we talk next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.